with you. Every day is a good day to be with you. Enthusiastically, we begin. People say, where do you get all your energy, Doug?
Oh, I'm full of vigor and vitality most of the time. And I'm excited, genuinely, and enthused to be here with you. So take advantage of that by exchanging maybe not necessarily bodily fluids, but fluid information. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer has been out for a couple of days because she's been tending to her aunt who was in the hospital, and she's of that sort. She may or may not be here, depending. I didn't think she got home until a couple of hours ago. So give her a chance to snooze it off. Meanwhile, no snoozing here, because when you snooze, you lose. We want to know what's going on in the world. And so that is our goal, to express and discuss things that are of import on this Thursday. Thursday already. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, the Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. And also Twitter at Good Day Show. So in general, what sort of thing are people talking about? Still on to A-Rod, on to terrorism? What are people thinking, talking, expressing, Kenny?
Most of the comments are still about A-Rod.
Really?
Scott says he's a fool that even Mr. T couldn't pity.
That's pretty funny. And maybe appropriate. What else?
Lots of comments like that. Carl says that since A-Rod is banned, when the ban goes into effect, he won't be watching baseball until A-Rod comes back.
Really? So he's a fan, a supporter. Don't have many of those.
The first one I'd seen.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting one. Guy says, question, could you be suspended from your job and continue working? Welcome to the major leagues.
I'd get suspended from my job. I'd have to suspend myself. All right. Well, we don't have to follow the thinking. You just express yourself. Feel free to 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. The Census Bureau has data which shows that the number of people speaking a language other than English has tripled over the past 3 decades, outpacing the population growth. Spanish remains the most widely spoken language after English in our country, but there are a lot of languages from South Asia and also from Africa that have soared in use. 1 in 5 people, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but we didn't get into the specifics. 1 in 5, 5 years of age or older, speak a language other than English at home. That's pretty significant, isn't it? When you get right down to it, pretty significant
stuff. 1 in 5?
1 in 5.
Wow.
Yep. Cory Booker. How many people know who he is? Raise your hands. Yes, no?
Name sounds very familiar.
All right, so should we make that the 2020 News Quiz question? Who is Cory Booker, and why is he in the news? 888-302-3684. Normally, the 2020 News Quiz happens between 20 past the hour and 20 of the hour. But because he's in the news fairly prominently, actually, for a good reason, let's figure out who he is. First person that calls at 888-302-3684 gets a swell prize if, in fact, you can correctly identify Cory Booker and why he is in the news. 888-302-3684. Florida executed this past Monday a 65-year-old man named John Errol Ferguson. Did you see that story? How many people in Florida? I'm interested in getting your perspective on this, especially because Florida has surpassed Texas as the poster child of intolerance in terms of executions. Now, I don't know about you, but when I see the story of a guy who was executed for the murder of 8 people during 2 separate incidents, and then I find out those incidents were late in the 1970s, in one of these events, this guy robbed and murdered 6 people in a house that were basically marijuana dealers. In another incident, he murdered a 17-year-old couple. He was convicted and sentenced to death twice. Took the lives of 8 people, and I find it intolerable that it took this long to get him executed. from 1977 and 78. That's when the two events took place. So that's 35 years, right? From the late 70s till today is 35 years. The guy was 30 years old when he committed the crime, and he was 65 when he was... Why bother, for God's sakes? At this point, how much money has been... And this is the system, and I don't understand it, and I don't much like it. Do you understand what I'm asking?
I don't get it either. I know that you have the right to appeal.
Yeah.
But 35 years, that's crazy.
Now, on the other side of the coin, there are a bunch of Facebook posts that I saw about the execution of Mr. Ferguson. There are a lot of people who feel like he had, again, for different reasons, that he ought not to have been executed. I think that at this point, all the money that's been wasted on the appeals and that sort of thing, the guy lived 35 years. So, yep, he's entitled to his defense. He's entitled to the benefit of the doubt. He's entitled to all of these things. But when you get right down to it, this is outrageous. The taxpayer paying all of this money for a guy who's obviously guilty. But why was he guilty? Somebody posted the story of what his life was about. At 13, his alcoholic father died. According to family members, he got on to various types of drugs and began to hallucinate. At the age of 21, he was shot in the head by a police officer. He was twice found not guilty by reason of insanity when you dig into this thing, and that's why it took so long. I want to just set this up and then tell you the story about where he came from. He suffered from paranoid schizophrenia. He was in a mental institution. He was released over the objection of doctors who wrote that he ought to remain institutionalized for the rest of his life because he was a danger to himself and others. The doctor turned out to be right. As soon as he got out, he committed all these murders. He was severely mentally impaired. And through his incarceration, experts described his behavior as delusional. So he was a mental... This word is not supposed to be used much in our society, but he was a mentally retarded person. And mental conditions prevented him from understanding the difference between right and wrong. So... Now do you have a different opinion of this case or of this situation? The guy should never have been let out of a mental institution. And he was. So who's responsible for this? Is the state responsible or is this guy responsible? He was executed, yes. The Florida Supreme Court ignored what his history had been. So Florida... And Texas and other states that are involved in these proceedings, sometimes you don't know the rest of the story. I didn't know. I just knew. I remember seeing the headline on Monday that he was executed. Okay, so I figured, here's another guy who committed these horrible crimes, and he got what he deserved. And that's why I started this conversation the way I did, so that you'd know what most people were thinking and saying. And then, when you find out more about his history... he did kill those people, and he did deserve justice, but was the justice system or our system, which certainly is not perfect in any way, shape, or any more than we are, who's held accountable here? This guy for his actions, or the state for its inaction when it came to his reality? Kenny, what do you think, after hearing now the whole story?
Well, I think there's plenty of blame to go around.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly think that if you kill someone, that you are responsible for your actions. But I don't know who specifically let him out or how that happened. But whoever, that should be something that could be traced back to whoever signed off on that or made the decision.
Well, the State Department of Mental Health made the decision over the objections of all the doctors who examined him.
Right, but it comes down to there was some person who did that.
Yeah. Somebody's got to be held accountable.
Some nameless official there who made that decision.
Oh, you mean to let him out?
Purpose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they should, at the very least, they shouldn't be working there anymore.
Yeah,
their job should be gone. Criminal. I don't know what the criminal charge would be, but it just seems and it doesn't seem like this is an isolated incident. It seems like we hear about this kind of thing happening where someone who is not supposed to get out again, they decide, whether it's for budget cuts or because they've gone soft or for whatever reason, to let them out, and then the criminal gets out and does it again.
Yep. And that's the story over and over again. Again, we're not perfect. Nobody's expecting perfection, but this seemed to be something that snapped you right in the head. Looking at this, it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense this guy ever got out of his mental health institution. And, you know, he started at 13, drinking, smoking, hallucinating, shot in the head by a police officer, committing a crime at the age of 21. He was wasn't guilty because he was found to be insane. So they put him in a mental institution where he ought to have stayed for the rest of his life. And he didn't stay. He was let out to kill 8 more people. So I would say the person who let him out, decided to let him out, was as guilty of the murder of those 8 people as he was. So why weren't they on death row? Those people, that person? Does that make sense to follow it that way? To think it through that way? I sure do think that. Anybody in Florida who wants to be heard on this, help yourself. 888-302-3684. This is a good day. Thinking about the issues of the day, it's 18 after the hour.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe 3 or 4 in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Run in. Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school.
Let
Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year. Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Mary, mother of 3, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings 101 sale starting Friday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the 3 keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grandeur catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grandeur is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grandeur catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grandeur.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We'll find out who Cory Booker is. Stay tuned for that. A lot of other excitement here on Good Day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Madonna's song that was number one during this week in 1992 called This Used to Be My Playground, and as a result it doesn't lead as well into the comedy from the late night shows as I thought it might. However, it is a remembrance, and maybe you put your head on to where you were in 1992, the summertime of 1992. What was going on with you in your life then? Madonna asking the question or suggesting that there was something. Well, when we hear these songs, that's what I love about them, because emotionally you kind of wrap yourself around them if you remember where you were, what was going on in your life. So there's a little bit of a memory for you. In the meantime, the late night jokesters were at it last night, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, and Jimmy Fallon. So let's get a little, let's put a smile on.
On its 1 year anniversary of landing on Mars, it's been a year. The Mars rover Curiosity sang Happy Birthday to Me. Yeah. It then got really depressed and shot itself. It's alone on Mars. It had to sing itself Happy Birthday. It's their own fault. You don't send a rover out there with a gun.
Wait, give it a gun.
Here's an interesting story. A Largo, Florida man who's been struck by lightning, bitten by a rattlesnake, and punched by monkeys twice is now okay after surviving a major shark attack. He said he is sustained by his faith. You know, I would say, I would change religions, okay? I think God is sending you a message. Don't you get it? You've been bitten, you've been punched. Find something else. It's not working for you.
Here's what people are talking about. Anthony Weiner. He's still not going away. He's still running for mayor here in New York, despite all of these sex scandals. In fact, he just released a 19-page booklet with new proposals on how to improve life in New York City, which sounds good until you find out it's a pop-up booklet.
And you go, that was a trick. That was a trick.
Actually, one of Weiner's proposals is to create 100,000 more parking spaces around the city. When they heard that, New Yorkers were like, sex scandal? What sex scandal? Let's go. Let's get those parking spots. I love Anthony Weiner. Weiner for mayor. I love that guy.
I didn't find any of those particularly funny. I thought Conan was really, that wasn't funny at all. And if I hear one more joke, Kenny, or one more reference to Anthony Weiner, I think I'm going to lose it. Enough already with that stuff. It's over.
There's a month to go, I think.
Until that election.
Primary, yeah.
888-302-3684. That's sort of a clue as to who Cory Booker is, too, by the way. If you want to identify him, we'll get the answer to our 2020 news quiz, which has actually been going on for longer than 20 minutes. So right after the bottom of the hour, we'll have the identity, because he's in the news. Interesting fellow. The ladies on The View talked about a New Hampshire woman who lied to the police, and then what happened to her?
A New Hampshire woman was pulled over for speeding, and she was let go after pleading with the officer that she was racing to get to the bedside of her dying father. But after a little research, The officer showed up at her doorstep holding her father's obituary because he had died back in 2008. Oops. The policeman... Oh, wait, wait. There's more.
Wow.
The policeman then arrested her ass. Now...
Is there a law that says that you can't lie to a policeman?
No, you're not supposed to lie. Yes, there's... You're not supposed to lie to a police officer, yeah. Barbara.
I don't know.
You're going to jail.
The law.
Yes, it is against the law to lie to an officer.
She is due in court later this month.
Barbara, if you lie to an officer, if he says, have you been drinking, you go, no, officer, he can take you. You're not supposed to lie to a police officer.
Now you tell me.
You're not supposed to... Yeah, actually, she's got a lot of guts because I would be too scared to lie because they would find out. I'm not a good liar.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Bob Schrum. Coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Schrum. Conservatives are starting to argue that Hillary Clinton is just too old and old hat to be president next time at age 69. Does that argument work?
This is going to be a tough thing for Republicans to make that case because, of course, their favorite Republican, you know, president of the last century or so, Ronald Reagan, was nearly 70 when he took office in 1980. So it's a tough case for them to make, but they don't have much else. They want to try and pretend that they're, you know, kind of moving into new young blood and all that kind of stuff. So what else are you going to pick on her for?
I don't think she's last century an old hat. I think they'll lose this argument. It's, you know, they've lurched from Benghazi to age discrimination in an attempt to attack her. I don't think if any of it's going to work, but I think they're telling us one thing. They're very, very, very afraid she's going to run.
I'm Mark Wien, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Bob Schrum, sponsored by the Business Talk Radio Network.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Gets a lot of people going every day, keeps people clued into what's going on. It's a good, good day. 888-553-7536. Wait a minute, that's the wrong number. 888-302-3684. We're asking for the identity of Cory Booker. Why is he in the news? Is the 2020 News Quiz question. So let's get a representative sampling of what people are thinking. If I can figure out how my snozzle here doesn't seem to be working, Michael. So if you'll wait a minute here, if I get my the technology today is wonderful as long as it works. I have all these screens in front of me, including one which tells me who's on the phone, and I can actually put these people on the air if I can make the mouse get over to the place where I can actually put Bill on the air, but I can't. So, Michael, put Bill on the air. Enough about my troubles. Bill, are you there?
Hey, Doug, can you hear me?
I can. All right.
Oh, good. So
what's
here you got all these wires and cable things. I've got this dopey little cell phone, so I have a much easier part of this conversation than you do.
All right. So what's the story on Mr. Booker?
Well, there's three significant stories. Number one, he's the mayor of the city of Newark, New Jersey.
That's true.
He's also running to take on Frank Lautenberg's seat in the Senate.
That's true.
But last and not least, he received a $100 million grant last year from the Zuckerberg Foundation to support Newark school education.
Right. Now, did he become friends? I remember that last year. Did he become friends with Zuckerberg and ask him to help? Or what was the background to Zuckerberg giving the $100 million to
the schools? That's a really good question. I don't have the answer to that, but I'm sure there must have been some kind of, I'm not going to say political patronage, but I'm going to say there must have been some kind of a deal in the works politically. I don't know exactly what it was. I think Bill Clinton might have been involved with it somehow.
Well,
but
Clinton's
I don't
Foundation,
really know for sure.
I think now that you mention that, Clinton's Foundation has been going around trying to tap into the money of people who are very wealthy to get them to support
right.
either directly or indirectly through his foundation some of the educational efforts or the improvement efforts, because
right.
we all know the system is really broken.
But I also think, too, Doug, the other part of the story is if you remember around the time that Zuckerberg made that donation, Facebook is still facing a lot of, negative press issues. And I mm-hmm. think they felt by donating the money to a city of quite a few underprivileged people and making a donation of that size would be a step in the right direction. Did it do any good? I don't know.
Well, it's hard. Yeah, it'd be good to find out from somebody who's there involved in the system. Most of our inner city school systems are pretty bleak, and they could all right. probably use the infusion of some kind of cash, or maybe people who are a little more clever that can do a better job with the challenges that come from today's technology, today's reality, what people wrap themselves around. But you're 100% correct. Cory Booker probably will win the nomination in the election that I think is next week, the primary election. And then after that,
yeah.
he will probably easily win the Senate seat, which was vacated when Frank Lautenberg died a few months ago. I always
right.
had a lot
exactly
of.
Right.
I liked Lautenberg, frankly.
He was a good guy. He did a lot of good for New Jersey.
I remember going on a trip with him once, and I, to be honest with you, I don't even remember where we went. It was something in Washington, and he took me and somebody else to to an office. Honestly, what I remember more about him was the conversation I had with him about how he got to be a senator. You know, he was an accountant. And he was looking, he did a lot of payroll as he, I think he graduated, I don't know, I was thinking Princeton, but I, now I don't remember for sure. At any rate, he was a clever young guy, and as an accountant, he knew there had to be better ways to streamline payrolling. So he started a payrolling process, which was the first automated processing for payroll, I think, in the country. And the company eventually became ADP. He became very wealthy, and he sold ADP out and ran for the Senate, was in the Senate for a number of terms, retired, and then something happened that brought him back in. And now I'm trying to remember why he went back. Did somebody die that was, or no, what's-his-face was convicted of, was it Corazon was convicted of misdemeanors? Do I remember that?
Corazon, who was the governor? Was he the governor? Was he the senator?
All right, so then why?
No,
did
he was senator. He was senator.
I think he was the senator. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the story. Bill, you told a good story. Hold on a second. If you want to have a little swell prize, appreciate you listening on Long Island there to the Good Day program. It's 21 minutes for the hour. What else is going on? Kenny and I were just talking about this poster describing how to avoid becoming a victim of sexual assault in the military. And this poster now has become an inspiration to people in the armed forces. As a matter of fact, this particular member of the armed forces is publicly criticizing the current culture of sexual abuse. And it happened that this person is an officer. The poster, by the way, if you haven't seen it, did we find it and post it, Kenny, at DougStephan.com? Okay. It depicts how to protect oneself from becoming a victim of sexual assault through various bullet points. And Jennifer Stephen, who is a battalion commander in a women's regiment, apparently, she saw this poster in a restroom at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton. The poster instructs you to, quote, trust your gut feelings. Try to avoid areas that are secluded. Socialize with people who share your values. Be prepared to get yourself home. There are additional suggestions listed on the poster, which apparently prompted Officer Stephen to tweet a response saying, quote, instead of practicing victim blaming by making a list of all the things people ought to do to avoid becoming a victim, how about you make a list of all the places that a victim can go to find safety and help in a time of crisis? I'd say that would be a pretty good question, right? She goes on in a letter that has become public to list available resources for victims, including civilian hospitals, civilian counselors, useful website links for victims to utilize. The Defense Department spent a lot of money, a lot of your tax money, to conduct a study of reports of sexual assaults in the military. In the last year, that number has increased 35%. 26,000 complaints in the military of sexual harassment in the past year. Can you imagine that? I didn't even think there were 26,000 women who were in positions. I suppose there are now. the charge that this type of rhetoric only serves to promote the current rape culture that is entrenched in the military by putting the spotlight on the victim instead of nailing the perpetrator to the wall, according to Officer Stevens. She encouraged those who read her response to educate yourself because it's obvious the Department of Defense isn't going to do so. No, I think you're right, because the Department of Defense is run by men. And men, the old boy network, is still extraordinarily strongly entrenched in Washington. So, comments, you can post. I think that would be a great thing. I think we post that stuff on Facebook, Kenny, and then have people comment on it, especially people who have been in the armed forces. Oftentimes you get into discussions of this, and people who are in the service or have been in the service, they get all cranked up. Women shouldn't be in the service. Hey, get real. This is 2013, and women are going to be in the service. And they're not going to be booted out, they're not going to be taken out. As a matter of fact, I'll bet someday there'll be a woman who's the commander in, not, well, commander-in-chief, probably sooner rather than later, if that's the case, then will there be women on the Joint Chiefs of Staff? And women running the Air Force, and women running the Army, women running the Navy. Will there be? And how would you react? Do men who are hardcore not want to take orders from a woman? There are plenty of people who don't want to take orders from a woman, including most husbands. So what's this all going to come down to? I think it'll be very interesting to watch this over the next 3 or 4 years, but I'm with her. I like her point of view. I like her starch. I like her thinking about this. I like the attention that Jennifer Stevens has gotten, this open letter to the military and the poster that describes what to do, how to avoid becoming a victim. We'll post it at DougStephan.com. By the way, speaking of that, we have last couple of days some pretty good videos that I call your attention to. Yesterday, this is sort of, I guess, an acknowledgement of the Washington Post and the focus on paper, newspapers. One of the favorite videos is one that shows no matter how much technology we have, paper is still going to be definitely needed in certain circumstances. And so if you follow the video, I thought, Kenny and I talked about this the other day, it was really well done. It's pretty quick, and it makes an extraordinarily important point well. And you'll have a smile on your face, especially women who watch this video. At the end of the video, you will have a smile on your face. So check out that video of the day, which actually is in the top left-hand corner at DougStephan.com of the videos. There's a line there. But the main video up today on the screen has to do with a... now, let's see. How do we best describe this? If you've never seen a cat in a shark costume riding on a Roomba while chasing a duck, you got to see the video of the day today. Kenny, where'd that come from? By the way, sometimes
it's popping up all over the place, this cat in the shark suit. But part of it is because it's Shark Week. It's a big deal on the Discovery Channel, so there's all kinds of shark stories and shark things out there. But this is certainly different than any of the other ones you're going to see.
What's the name of that TV show, the Sharknado? Sharknado.
Sharknado, yeah.
I wonder if they'll show that on the Discovery Channel this week. That was on Sci-Fi a couple of weeks ago, or was it a month or so ago, and now. And they're, by the way, rejuvenating the idea of it because they want to do it was so successful. And mostly because of how it went viral on social media. They're doing one that's aimed at New York. So the next one is going to be New York being attacked by sharks that were sucked up in a tornado at sea and brought into land. It's about the dumbest premise I think I can ever remember for a television show, but you know, everybody's stretching a little bit here and there, and it didn't get a lot of viewership thanks to the social media connections there. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Jennifer is out today taking care of her sick aunt, sweet thing that she is. Let's focus our attention on something else that's really, after you use it for a while, you say, sweet! That's an endearing term for something that works. And Provia works. It is sweet. If you have thinning hair, which is a problem for a lot of men and a lot of women in our country, this doesn't have to be an annoying, embarrassing reality for you. Treatment works well. A lot of the stuff that's around now, though, has side effects. If you'd like to have a product that will not leave you wondering why you did this, then you need to try Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the all-new, all-natural hair thinning therapy. You see the phenomenal results without any of the nasty side effects. Here's a note from listener Glenn, who said, the product works so well, I've noticed a tremendous difference because my hair is noticeably thicker now and is not falling out when I brush it. Even if you've had thinning hair for years, you don't have to have this problem anymore. Try Provia, absolutely risk-free, by dialing 800-525-8319. You'll get results or you get your money back, one or the other. Anybody, that's why I kind of stand behind stuff like this. Anybody that stands behind their product that well deserves to get exposure. You can go to their website, which is tryprovia.com, and get a free month supply. Mention Doug Steffen, free upgrade to priority shipping. Call either 800-525-8319 or go online to tryprovia.com. Order right now and get an extra surprise gift with your order. Again, remember, tryprovia.com or call, say you're listening to Doug Steffen, and you'll get treated extraordinarily well. The important thing is your hair is going to be growing back again. That's really what you care about, right? Provia, 800-525-8319.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. Credit cards can have a positive or negative impact on consumers' credit scores. Consumers who make timely payments and carry lower balances typically have higher credit scores and receive lower interest rates on larger purchases, such as a mortgage or a new car. More than 50% of consumers surveyed by Bank of America maintain a monthly balance on their credit cards. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To help your credit score, you should always pay your credit card bill on time and pay more than the monthly minimum. There are even some credit cards that will reward you for good payment practices. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, you can earn a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The Good Day program on the air every day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Past the hour now on the Thursday, August 8th edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are working to try to make you more informed or help you to be more informed. I don't want to make you anything. You are who you are. You think what you think. I don't want to be an influencer. You can listen to what I think sometimes. Maybe that influences you one way or another, or what Kenny's thoughts are on issues. Help yourself. We're here, and it's, by the way, not just here when we're live, but this program, thanks to technology, is heard around the clock at DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, at CRNTalk.com, at TalkStreamLive.com, at GCNLive.com, at TuneInRadio.com/Doug Steffen. Good day. Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com/podcasting. It's just a wonderful, it really is. The world of technology is so neat, and happy to be able to bring you all of this. The bottom line is that you can be in touch with the way we're thinking about things. A lot of people listen on their way to work. They get an hour, and then they think, oh, I'm going to listen to something on the way home. And they do that. It's so easy to do that with all this technology. And speaking of technology, it's Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer, who's our daily reporter on what's going on in the world of technology, here to talk about Google's Chromecast's growing access to different sources of content. So if you're into Chromecast, you'll have this. Maybe you'll be intrigued by it and want to investigate it more thoroughly after Shelley has the story, and that'll come up in just a moment here on Good Day.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google's Chromecast is one of the cheapest ways to get online video content on your TV. It launched with access to Netflix and YouTube, but Chromecast has already gotten platforms like Hulu and HBO Go interested in getting more content to Google's tiny streaming gadget. Right now, Chromecast is a bit limited, and it won't store a video library or play things like QuickTime files. But if you're looking to add some more content, including just about anything that plays in a browser, there's a really easy way to do it. First, you install the Chromecast browser extension on your computer. Then, when your Chrome browser is connected to Chromecast, simply drag and drop the files you want to play into the Chrome browser. Click on the Chromecast extension and select Cast This tab. That's it. You just opened up Google's $35 streaming device to a whole new world of content in just a matter of minutes. And you did it all for free. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
In our continuing tracking of unusual websites or things that can help you decode various things in your life, you want to know how your salary compares with people who are doing similar jobs to you in various companies? Go to salary.com. What are you worth? Salary.com. There's a lot of interesting salary information, salary reports, overviews of where people, there are job descriptions in there, Kenny. And then salary histories and estimates for what you would make in your, maybe you want to know what your current market value is. You're not happy where you are. Want to go look around? Salary.com will probably help you out. Hopefully that's a useful tip for those of you looking around for jobs. A lot of people change jobs first September. So there's the place, the pivot place. Salary.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.